Theme 2. Many scientists believe the remarkable properties of graphene could lead to the development of technology such as superfast computers, flexible mobile phones, and even transparent planes, among other things. But will the nanomaterial live up to the hype? Over the past decade, many scientists have been hard at work breaking apart lumps of graphite in their labs. With meticulous care, they ground crystals to ever finer powders, cutting, cleaving, polishing, and inspecting, like expert jewelers coaxing gems from lumps of unappealing carbon. And just like those jewelers, the scientists' goal was a product far more valuable than the raw material. They were trying to produce graphene, a flake of graphite just one atom thick. Two of the scientists, Andrei Geim and Konstantin Novoselov, both professors at the University of Manchester, made history in 2004 when they used adhesive tape to peel apart shavings of graphite until the pieces were just one atom thick, and were awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for their groundbreaking experiments into graphene. A number of companies are now working on this material, and mainstream consumer electronics companies, which have invested heavily in research and development, predict many graphene-based products will be on the market within 5 years. Why all the excitement? When graphite is broken down into graphene, the ultra-thin flakes take on unusual and exciting new properties. 3 million of these sheets stacked on top of one another would stand just 1 millimeter high, and yet graphene is the strongest material ever measured, some 200 times stronger than steel. At the atomic level, it resembles a lattice of carbon molecules that is so fine that not even a hydrogen molecule can pass through it. Graphene is a fascinating material, says Jörg Heber, editor of the journal Nature Materials. It is ultra-thin but mechanically very tough, as the bonds between the carbon atoms are strong. These bonds can also carry large electrical currents, which means that the electronic devices, such as graphene transistors, can be miniaturized far beyond present silicon standards. By fixing plastics with just 1% graphene, they can become conductive while remaining transparent. This is good news for manufacturers of devices such as mobile phones, as current touchscreen technology uses expensive and increasingly scarce rare earth minerals. Graphene's unique properties also offer the possibility of ultra-sensitive detectors that could diagnose diseases like cancer far earlier than current tests. The unpredictability of how materials behave at a nanoscale, however, presents a double-edged sword. Diamonds, coal, soot, graphite, and graphene are all naturally occurring forms of carbon molecules, but each has distinct chemical and physical properties. As with any other new material, the question of human health impacts comes up. Professor Kenneth Dawson, director of the Center for Bio-Nano Interactions, says, "Graphene has a positive outlook." However, this is not cause for complacency, he adds. It is all an ongoing study with no final results. For a material to present new health risks, it must be able to get into the body, and once there, cause harm in unanticipated ways, says Professor Andrew Maynard, director of the Risk Science Center at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. It is hard to imagine how graphene in its pure form could gain entry to the body in significant quantities, given the size of the sheets being used and the circumstances under which they are utilized. However, if somehow it could get into the body, it may cause harm in ways that are currently hard to predict. On the other hand, it may be relatively benign. It's hard to tell without the relevant research. The issue of safety of graphene is more relevant to workers handling this nanomaterial than consumers using the end product. Waste management of products containing graphene is also an issue, and special disposal policies, like those for batteries and fridges, may need to be put in place. As new products are developed, the nanotech industry is looking to regulators to provide clear instructions on how to get those products approved for market. If no tests exist with which to prove their product safe, wondrous devices such as transparent touchscreens will be stuck on the shelf.